Welcome to episode 341 of the 8-Bit Geek. New around here? Well, let me clue you in on what it's like to listen to our show. It's like finding out you're too old to trick-or-treat. We've all been there. You get excited for Halloween, yet something feels off. None of your friends seem to be into it. They tell you they aren't going out this year, which is strange, but you soldier on. You get a scary costume. Your mom asks if you're going to just hand out candy. You just stare at her like, are you crazy, girl? Are you serious? You hit your first house and it seems to go okay, other than the comment, aren't you a little old for this? You know, that stuff. Now that stuff gets a little old after the fifth house. And that's all you hear. And then it happens. Mr. Hunter refuses to give you candy. This is the same man who you used to do the lawn for. You grew up with this old fart, and you look at him and you just say, yeah, what's up, man? Why the snub? He kind of leans in and he says, aren't you like 30 now? Isn't it time to give this up? And you're like, well, actually 34, Mr. Hunter. And that's it. It's over. That's what it's like to listen to this show. I'm Jeremy, and with me are the two men who this story is based off of.
Well, it can't be me because I'm not 34. So, Kev?
Oh, you old fuck. I'm old. Okay, yeah, I'm Kevin. I'm old. why don't you just wear a mask? You just say you're big for your age. You get a, like, just be like, I'm big for my age.
Hey, you know what? Because it's...
Hello, sir. You don't know me. I'm new to the block.
Because, you know, they see
your tattoos.
They see your hands.
They're fake.
These hands, they're weathered, you know, and
I lived a very hard life in the farm. I have answers for every question you're gonna throw at me, Mr. Hunter.
Well, boys, you know, I just saw you get out of that truck, right? That brand new F-150, you were driving it.
Learner's permit.
Yeah. My parents are busy and can't drive me to school, so I got one of those early driver's permits where I'm allowed to drive at 14 instead. Is 14 too old?
14's a little too old.
Aw, I'm new. I don't have friends, so I thought this would be a good opportunity to make friends with the neighborhood kids.
You either get off my lawn or you come inside.
Well, this got awkward.
Knock him down, steal his candy.
You know what, though? Oh, man. Maybe it's like that movie. I was going to say, I would love to see a movie version of this. Not with a 30-year-old, but the idea of, like, this person, like, kids going around trick-or-treating, and then, like, someone's like, well, you're too old for this. And then the Mr. Hunter becomes the hunted.
Oh. Man, first it starts with eggs.
Mm-hmm.
No, first it starts with toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then eggs. But this is, like, a movie that plays out over the course of 10 years. Like, 1 year, it's just like... He gets told no in the beginning, right? But then it fast forwards to the next year where toilet paper suddenly just appears at Mr. Hunter's house. Mr. Hunter's like, what's happening here? And then the next year it's eggs, and then it just progressively gets worse. The third year is like poop on the doorstep in a bag, and he walks out and he's like, oh, someone has it out for me. I can feel it. And this just continues on for about 10 years until Mr. Hunter's in his grave. And then here comes Doug, walks up to the grave, kneels down and goes, it was me the whole time.
Who's too old for this now, bitch?
Yeah. but then I sit there
and I eat a bag of candy.
But then Mr. Hunter.
I'm just like, who's too old for this now, motherfucker? No, yeah.
Sex and everything.
Yeah, look. Look, here we go. Ooh, I'm going to eat this Laffy Taffy that I got.
Don't do that. It'll take you 10 minutes.
I'm going to eat this bottle caps.
See, that works.
Here we go. Not using this as an opportunity to eat candy on the show, but I'm going to do it anyway.
But.
What show? I thought we were still in.
Hold on. but that's not it.
Uh-huh.
You're sitting there alone eating your bottle caps, right? Just sitting there on his grave. And then he comes up behind you. And he's and that's it. He says it. Aren't you a little too old for this? He faked his own death. In that's the end.
Like, that's some commitment.
Yeah, in the end, Mr. Hunter got his revenge on you.
Yeah, and he steals the candy and runs away.
Yeah.
He confiscates your whole bag.
I'm a little sad because Colin this year, you know, he is, he's not
he's
into
cool
it.
For it. He's too cool for it.
Yeah,
huh?
He's too cool. Although he did say that he wanted to go out for like 30 minutes and then come home and hand out candy. He was like, I'll go out. Okay. First, he started off by saying that he was not interested at all. And then he came back with, well, I'll go out for 30 minutes. So that made me happy this will probably end up being the last year because he's too cool for it. So,
But now he gets to do the fun stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'll be fun to scare people. Like we can actually go all out now with the house.
Yeah.
And we could do a whole bunch of like scary, like we can set up like a scary garage where people have to walk in and grab the candy and we'll, and you know, I'll have Colin hang off the roof and scare the crap out of people.
Yeah.
He'll swing down as they leave.
Jeremy will do that thing where he sits in the chair and the bucket's on his lap and he's just acting like he's dead until someone goes to grab the candy.
I've stuffed myself with hay before and made myself look like a scarecrow, and it works wonderfully.
Fuck.
But I don't put candy on the lap because that's inviting trouble. Kev, you don't do that. You don't do
that's
that, Kev.
An accident.
So. Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. Do you guys have any Halloween plans?
We're going to be handing out candy, and we've got a lot. We're the cool house this year. Debbie went to Sam's Club and bought like fucking like full candy bars, king size candy bars, like all that, like even like drinks, like Gatorades, like individually wrapped Gatorades. There's like we've got gluten free stuff. We've got peanut allergy stuff. We've got all kinds of stuff, dude. We're gonna be
all right. You're not living in LA, dude. You're in Kansas City.
We only got like ever like maybe 30 people, so we thought fuck it, if we're gonna have 30 people, we're gonna treat those 30 people like fucking rock stars.
All right, that's cool.
Hearing this, come to our place.
So the reason why you can't buy the next Xbox is because you spent $5,000 at Sam's on candy.
I didn't spend shit. yeah, I've been here. I didn't do it. I don't know. I think her mom helped out with it, so I don't know.
Well, very cool. Doug, are you taking your little brats trick-or-treating?
No, we already did that. We did that at one of the like fall festival things this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No, we, Katie and I are going to go see Rhett and Link Thursday night.
Nice.
And then you guys are going to smash. Because how do you not after Rhett and Link?
How do you not? Yeah, they're touring for their book that comes out this week. They wrote a spooky story, like novel. I'm sure it's super cheesy, and I can't wait to read it. But yeah, man, Binging with Babish was in town on Sunday night, and I'm so like I'm not pissed I didn't go because he was in like fucking Frisco, and he was like, "Yo, DFW, I'm nearby," and I was like, "No, motherfucker, you're in Frisco."
Yeah, that's not DFW. Yeah.
That's so far away. That's an hour and a half away.
That's Plano. Man.
Yeah. So, but I just got his cookbook that came out last week. So that's when I was like, man, all these YouTubers coming through all at the same time. Someone else is touring now also, and they'll be here like November or something. It's just like
it's crazy.
You don't have the same booking person. It's just like, well, here we go.
Probably.
It's crazy that it's that lucrative these days, where like YouTubers can go on tour and like podcasts.
Well, both of those are book tours. So, but
oh, so
I mean,
signing or
I think that's what Binging with Babish was doing was like a signing.
Is Rhett and Link not doing a signing as well?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's a waste of money.
Because their normal show, the one that they actually do tour with, is they do music. Because I don't know if you get, I mean, they've been on YouTube for years. They really got started making music videos, mm-hmm. these cheesy, silly, fun music videos. which is then turned into what they do now with like Good Mythical Morning and all that stuff. So they go around, they play all those songs, and they do like concerts. But this, what we're doing is it's for their book. So they're going to be talking about how, you know, growing up in wherever they grew up, North Carolina, like heavily influenced this book. And they're going to be reading from it and telling like personal stories growing up together in North Carolina. So it's like they said it was like a conversation series or some shit, something like that. So, well, it should be fun.
Legit. Yeah,
should be good.
Because I don't know how much I'd care about one of their concerts. Mm. Yeah, their music's good, but like,
I don't know any of it, so I don't really care.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Well, listen, if anyone's listening still and you're enjoying what you're hearing, you say, you know what, I need some more of that. Well, do we have some links for you? You can go to the website at www.the8bitgeek.com, and that's the number 8, not the spelt out 8. So just make sure you know, don't
lowercase 8.
Don't fuck that up. Yeah, you can use a lowercase or an uppercase 8.
Mm-mm.
Either one.
Uppercase 8 would be like an asterisk.
That still takes you to the website. It's a special
part. Asterisk Bit Geek.
It's the special part of the website. Secrets. Also, on the website, you can find links to all of our shows. You can find links to our Discord and link to our Patreon, where we put on a whole bunch of cool content out there for you, a daily show, extended episodes, exclusive content for as little as $5 a month. Go support us if you'd like to. And if you don't want to, I mean, you don't have to. But if you do want to, you can. And it'll help us go to some more cons, spread our name across the internet, and get more like-minded people involved. Alrighty. So, this is the last week before we start talking about 8-bit Xmas. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yeah, are we doing that this year?
I was just trying to bypass the large horror fest thing that you just put on there. that's why I got all tongued. I was like trying to read, but then remembering what Xmas was, and I was like, did we say Chris? Oh, no, it is. Okay. So, yeah, last week of Horror Fest, right, Doug?
That is our last week. We have two shows coming at you.
Let's see,
what's first? We have Pet Cemetery on Wednesday from Colt 45.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Halloween, on Thursday, you've got Halloween from us. The new Halloween, the 2018 Halloween with Peter Klein's joining us once again to close this out. And we had a lot of fun recording it. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. We've watched some really great movies this year, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only like maybe one and a half duds.
Yeah, I think the same. Yeah, I was saying, and we all know the half.
Hey, but wait, that's not all. What else do we have for him before Horror Fest ends?
I don't know, but wait, what?
An episode of Saga?
Oh, yeah. Saga also, that should also be out on Thursday, is the 8-Bit Saga, the new Horror Fest episode that was DM'd by Daniel, who plays Chub Rub. He ran a session, and it's a spooky one. If you haven't already checked out, we posted our 2017 Horror Fest episode, which was only ever posted on this channel and never made it onto the Saga channel. So if you haven't heard that yet, you can go check that out over on Saga's channel. Also, just I posted the Threadless link in the chat, 8bitgeek.threadless.com. You can get your Horror Fest t-shirts. We have every design from the last 5 years available, plus a new one for this year. So go pick those up because, one, they're super fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that tri-blend, they're super fucking soft.
Yes.
And they're limited time. They'll only be available for maybe like another week or so, and then they're gone forever.
Back into the vault.
Until we decide to pull them out of the vault again in 5 years.
Back into the Disney vault.
When we launch 8-Bit Geek Plus.
Yep. So go check those out. 8bitgeek.threadless.com.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it where we review some products across the internet. It's a lot of fun. In a little segment, we like to call reviewing products from the internet.
Doo-doop.
Oh, it should be elevator music.
Does Amazon have like a, I guess they don't have like a theme song or anything. What was there?
You know what? Maybe it should, you know what? That department store sound, like the classic department store music where it's almost like elevator, but elevated.
We just put some Kenny G on.
So, all right, Doug, you got it first, man. What we got?
Oh boy. This one is Sex Wax Air Freshener 3-Pack Coconut.
Nice.
This one's coming from Tommy Gufano.
Oh, from the Gufano family.
From the famous Gufano family. We're known for our sex and our wax. So I thought this would be the perfect thing for me and my family. 3 stars. It's called Sex Wax, but it's actually not sex wax. I should know. Gufano.
Which actually stands for sex wax. Go figure.
I did not research this product fully and may or may not have misinterpreted its proper usage and function. What does sex wax sound like to you? These definitely have a potent scent. I guess they smell like coconut at first, but after a couple minutes, it started to burn and just smelled like chemicals. Strong chemicals. I took 7 or 8 showers, and that day, it's been over a week, and there is still a scent.
Damn. Wow.
I tried the master smell with a ton of Axe body spray.
As you do.
Yeah, the first day or two, but all of these hot 22-year-old chicks kept showing up and throwing themselves at me. Not really. The Axe made it worse, but with or without it, nobody will come near me except for dogs. Every dog I come anywhere near has been going straight for my crotch. I don't know. I hope this goes away soon, but so far, I don't have to rate it as 5 stars for longevity. So I don't have to. I don't get it. Okay. Hold on. Is there more? Oh, there's more. I can't see this. Hold on.
Yeah, let me scroll.
Oh my god.
Every time.
Okay. I would recommend this product if you are well educated on what it is. Do not try to rub this on yourself and or someone else. And do not make the mistake of using all 3 on yourself at once because you didn't really feel anything after the first one.
Oh man.
All right, mine is comes from Angie Ma'am, and asks a question on Amazon about a product. Can good waffles be the answer to world peace? And the answer, absolutely. Just as fences make great neighbors by setting clear boundaries, this waffle iron makes the most perfect deep pockets or wells for delicious syrup. If we pattern our lives after this waffle maker by keeping clear, firm boundaries, we can all live close together like the syrup-filled wells and be full of sweetness. Until King Kong and Godzilla devour us in our beautiful fences and syrup-filled lives.
Yeah.
A lot of truth there.
Although I think I was starting to get a little concerned with the if we pattern our lives after this waffle maker by keeping clear, firm boundaries between our country and the other country.
I left all that out.
Real nationalistic views from a waffle maker.
Yeah, I don't want your syrup anywhere near my syrup.
Yeah,
keep your syrup separate. All right, Kev, what do you got?
I've got one from a Mr. From a person named Jesse Suttles. Oh. 5-star verified purchase
of a beautiful Casio G-Shock watch.
Oh boy, man! Remember when those were popular in town? All right. Well, this review says getting a tons of sperm donor requests. Listen, I've already had 3 women ask me to impregnate them while wearing this watch. One woman randomly showed up to my doorstep holding a tickle feather. She requested that I use it on her whilst telling her the time in 13 different countries. I had to decline as my allergies were acting up that day, and I'm married. I can recommend this watch.
And it's a verified purchase.
Mm-hmm.
It is a verified. He Yeah, I mean, that means, this means it's all true. This all really happened.
Of course it did.
It was verified.
Yeah, like his whole story is verified.
Yeah, you can't be verified if you're telling lies.
He took pictures. He documented the event and everything.
Yeah. You should see these photos.
Man, I wonder if it, you know what it would really kill if it had that indigo backlight.
Oh,
remember
when
that was like revolutionary?
I bet it does.
Yeah.
You know, G-Shocks are still a popular thing. You still see them being sold everywhere.
I don't, man.
But to whom?
Exactly. Watch collectors. They don't take them out in public. They're on display in their homes.
Yeah, it's like those movies where you see like someone walk into their closet or whatever, mm-hmm. and it's like this huge closet with all these like different like clothes and stuff, and then like, and there's like a cabinet, and they open it up, and there's just watches or whatever, yeah. or, you know, and in some case maybe it's cufflinks or some sort of jewelry or whatever, but there's always someone who's like, there's like 18 watches, and it's mm-hmm. like, bitch, you wear two of those.
Yeah.
Because you have one that goes with like your dark clothes, like your like the dark blues and stuff, and then you have another one that goes with, you know, your lighter like tan stuff. Like, get the fuck out of here! Like, you're wearing. Sorry.
But can you imagine?
That's Watch Talk.
That's Watch Talk.
Now
that's
imagine. Now this is terrible on a audio format, but imagine opening up that watch collection. Now I just sent you a photo on our text messages. And you open up that watch collection and you see nothing but those G-Shocks. Like, but damn.
Yeah. Might as well be playing some Barry White in the background because somebody's going to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Look at all of them.
Look at all of them.
Wait, which Jer, one? Jer, is this your personal collection?
Hey, you want to come over and check out my G-Shock collection? Yeah.
You know I do. What?
I don't know which one's gonna go with the car today.
You got the blue one.
What bold mm-hmm. colors are going on here too? We got a yellow one. We got a bright red one. Mm-hmm. I want to see the suit that goes with that.
Fuck yeah!
It's that'll red.
Be some like
I yeah, match. I match. All red. I match my G-Sync to my suit and what car I drive that day.
That's fun. I match my G-Sync to my G-string. Am I right? What's up?
Oh.
Oh.
Sometimes I get the two confused and it's very uncomfortable.
Let's talk some box office. Guess what? Joker became the number one movie in the country again after taking a week off.
Yeah, good on them.
It made $18.9 million for a total of $277 million in 4 weeks, which makes it the highest grossing R-rated film of all time.
Yeah, good on them.
Beating out Deadpool.
Yeah, and which got a response from Ryan Reynolds, which posted, it was like, these motherfuckers.
Well, I guess we got to make another one.
Yep, Deadpool 3.
Mm-hmm.
From Disney, guaranteed to make $1 billion.
All right, he's got that Disney marketing money.
Mm-hmm. Throw him in the MCU, you'll find out.
I wonder if this changes things for the new Batman movie. Like, they sat there and only spent some ridiculous like $70 million to make this film. I wonder if they look at Batman and go, "All right, we were going to give you a budget of $200 million, but you're going to have to stretch these pennies. Here's $80 million, and that's all you get. Now go make us a billion."
Mm-hmm. The turnaround on that, like this thing, you know what I mean? Like the amount that they just made off of pretty much giving them nothing because they didn't believe in it is insane.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Someone has definitely been fired. Because they're probably going back and like, oh, hey, so remember that boardroom meeting, Steve?
Where we gave up?
Yeah, where you said, no, this will never work. We should only give Todd Phillips? Who the fuck made this movie?
Todd Phillips.
We should only give him however many million dollars instead of a big budget because it was going to fail and we were trying to stop him from making it. Remember when you did that? You're fired.
Get out.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you almost lost us $1 billion, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
But look. It worked. We made so much because of my bad idea.
Is it Morty?
I'm going to Marvel.
You're right. You're getting a promotion. Keep those shitty ideas coming, bud. Oh man, we should make another Joker movie based on what was his fucking face? The 30 seconds from Mars, dude.
Oh no.
All right, now you are fired.
All right, now you're fired.
Jared Leto.
Now you're fired. All right, get out.
What's really funny is that this film, with its $70 million budget, has now made more than Avengers. What's the one that came before Endgame?
Infinity War?
Infinity War. It has now made more profit than Infinity War.
Yeah, because it cost them $300 million to make that movie.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
That's crazy.
Okay, get on them.
All right, so listen, you remember last week when we talked about Martin Scorsese?
Morton?
Yeah, that's what
Morton
I call him.
Morton Scorsese?
Morton.
Right? Am I right?
Martin Scorsese.
I call him Morton now because of the fact that he's being a real Morton over here. I don't even know if that's offensive. If it is, I apologize. So he, come to find out, this man has never seen a Marvel film. He's never done it. He says he's tried, but he can't do it. But he went on to add to clarify his statements of the films not being cinema, and they're whatever. They're not movies. So he went on to explain. He says, let's say that a film wants to go to the music park. That's a good thing.
Family. Let's have family.
Yeah, that's what I said. Family.
Okay.
Family wants to go to the music park. That's a good thing. You know, at the theme parks, there's cinematic expressions. They're like a new art form. It's something different from films that are shown normally at theaters. Not wrong. My only concern about the film and my theme park films was the same thing. There is a new one.
Martin.
Yeah.
Martin, take your pills, bud. You're slipping.
Too many marbles.
You're slipping a little bit. Take these pills.
Hold on. My teeth fell out.
Oh, come on.
We have so many venues, there's only so many ways to make films so enjoyable. Fine, go and this event. It's great. Go to the amusement park. But you don't get crowded out with general crowds. Go to Paul and Thomas, Nolan, Benson, all those theaters. And there you go. That's his quote.
So what it is that he's butthurt that the Marvel movies make a fuck ton of money because they're shown in a fuck ton of theaters while other directors' films sometimes are pushed to the side to make room for these movies. But I feel like we have to go back and say the reason why the studios are paying you to make your movies because they have the money that they were awarded essentially for people seeing their fucking blockbuster movies.
Dog.
Yes, Martin.
That's what I just said.
I feel like you just need to be reminded of the fact that the next time you want to make a movie, the reason they're going to give you money, well, aside from the fact that you're Martin Scorsese, but if Paul Thomas Anderson wants to make a movie, the reason he's going to get money for it is because of the success that the studio has had with other big tent IPs.
Well,
no, because they gotta make money somehow, man.
I think it's also like, I mean, obviously they make money off of these directors, but they, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson is gonna get movies made because of his name, right? Like he just makes great films. Now, I think Martin is a little scared that people just aren't showing up for them anymore. So,
yeah, I think what's happening is I think we're seeing a shift in the way that consumers consume this media.
Yeah.
And that if I want to watch something that is deep and thoughtful and stuff, I don't want to see it in a theater where people are on their phones and there's children crying and blah, 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 and a thousand other reasons why a movie going experience can suck, but I want to watch it maybe from the comfort of my own home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while there may be more distractions for me, I can also rewind and go back and watch again at, you know, essentially no cost because I paid for a month. Like, I would say that that's why we're seeing like this huge boom in stuff from HBO and Netflix and Amazon and so on and so forth, is because that's where we want to get that media now. But that being said, I don't want my first time seeing Avengers or Spider-Man or Batman or Joker even to be on a streaming platform. That is a movie theater experience where I'm going to get the best quality version of the movie given to me.
I think also so. What he's missing out on, what these, you know, people who are criticizing it, is they're not factoring in the cost to go see a movie these days.
To him, it's still a nickel.
Yeah. To him, it's nothing. But to us, it's the cost of going to an amusement park. It costs, and we've said this a million times on this show, it's $40 to $50 to take three people out, to take your family out to go see a movie now. Mm-hmm. And that's just to get in the door. That's not even, like, if you want snacks or anything. So it's you have to be choosy these days on what you want to watch. Now, obviously, with the invention of, you know, the movie pass and all that, you know, people are going out and seeing movies more because of the subscription model. But you know, that's a small chunk of people. Not everybody's doing that. So people are still paying. Like, I pre-ordered my tickets for Star Wars. And mm-hmm. they upped the price of the ticket just because it's Star Wars. Normal ticket prices were $12 a piece. They jumped it up to $14 because it's a premiere night.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid $14 a piece for and it was $42 after tax. And I was just like, holy shit, man. So it's not so.
When we were looking for tickets over here, because our theater sold out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking around, I was finding tickets at other theaters and still had some available. Yeah, $15 a seat, man. So mm-hmm. I was just like looking at the time just for like Ed and I. And, it was like $30-something, man. It was insane. And then, Ed actually ended up buying the tickets and he bought like multiples. And it was just like, poof, that's a fuck ton of money. Because
mm-hmm.
he got some for enough, I think for like four or five of us to go and see it on opening night. And it's just... Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
Ed wants insane. To. Ed, when we were doing Saga last night, or two nights ago, two, one, nope.
That was yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. Yep, that's it. he was like, "Do you want to go? You want to go up to your fancy theater and watch it again, like on a Wednesday or something?" I was like, "Fuck yeah! Like, we could do that. You come chill with me and go to the Alamo. I'll see this movie three or four times as long as it's good."
Yeah, that was another thing, because like, he was like, "You want to see it again on Sunday?" And I was like, "Yeah, as long as it's good."
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll even if it's not good, I don't know if that will have set in by the mm-hmm. second viewing, because mm-hmm. he was talking about going like that next Sunday night. Like, unless it's just dog shit, which I just can't imagine it being dog shit. I can see maybe later being like, "Wow, that wasn't very good," much like we did with episodes 1, 2, and 3 a little bit, where you're like, "That wasn't good. That wasn't that great."
Mm-hmm. Even though
but at first you're like, just fuck yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah. And then you walk out of the theater and everyone's hyped still and you're just like, "Yeah, that was good, right?" And everyone's like looking at each other, "Yeah, of course, right?" All while tears are coming down the side of people's faces. Yeah. And lie to each other.
When did Happy start hurting?
Yeah, The Last of Us. The Last Jedi.
God, it was silent walking out of that theater.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I just wasn't in the mood for Star Wars today. I have to see it again. And I saw it again. And I was like, yeah.
Same.
That was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that over time my opinion changes. Like, I hope that maybe Abrams does something to like justify the whole movie. But oof, Jesus.
All right. There's a lot of course correcting.
Yeah, there will be. Ewan McGregor has come out and said that Kenobi was originally one film, which the whole internet went, duh.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. I think the biggest news out of that is that this has been in the works for 4 fucking years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
And then, yeah. And then of course, at that point, it's like, of course it was a movie. My guess is that they didn't know what they were going to do with it quite yet. We're going to do an Obi-Wan movie. They couldn't figure out how to make it a movie. Solo happened. Last Jedi happened. Solo happened. they pumped the brakes, as they said. And then I think they also went, man, but Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. And I think
like that's where it's low stakes.
And I bet you, Disney Plus. I bet you anything, they looked at what they were doing with The Mandalorian. They made a set visit and went, holy shit, this could work. Like, we could really do Obi-Wan here.
Yeah. And then also, again, just the, I think with the shift in consumption of media that I mm-hmm. think that they probably also went, we could tell a much better story over the span of 8 to 10 episodes mm-hmm. here than we could in a 2-hour movie. And it would probably receive better. And that's probably what's going to happen. And I'm hoping for, like, I know it's dumb to already be like, ooh, season 2, but God, oh, just give me more than one season.
Yeah.
Don't make this a limited series. Bring it back. Even if it is just two seasons.
I take it.
I fucking take it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about this next story, but I'm also a bit like, eh, because, all right, mm-hmm. I'll just start off with the headline. The CW is developing a Superman and Lois series, and it'll be set in the Arrowverse, and which is amazing. Like, all we've wanted is a Batman series and a Superman series. Like, give it to us. Give us these main characters on TV. Let's do it. The only problem with this is that they're gonna use the Superman. What's his name?
Tyler Hoechlin.
Yeah, Tyler Hoechlin, who does not do it for me for Superman. He's more like somebody you would find on one of those cheesy CW shows from the 90s that has the pretty boy. He just does not exude this Superman kind of feel, you know. It just doesn't work for me. I don't like it. And Lois looks like his mom.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and in this picture, why the fuck are they at the Fortress of Solitude? It's the Fortress of Solitude. There's only supposed to be one person there.
Because he takes Lois there all the time. Come on, Kev. God, get good at your moments.
That's where they make babies.
That's when they make their super babies.
That's even creepier now that makes it look like his mom.
I don't know. Are you guys okay with him being Superman? Is that all right?
I don't care that he's Superman.
Okay.
I like him all right. I think he's decent. I think that this may be long overdue. I mean, I think we've mentioned on the show the issue that Supergirl had was they went a whole season without introducing Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And then season 2 pretty quickly introduced Superman because that was the Supergirl problem. It literally became known as the Superman problem. Because mm-hmm. people just want to fucking see Superman. Mm-hmm. Like, Supergirl's cool. Yeah, we'll watch your show, but show us fucking Superman. That is who we want. And that's what they're saying, the same thing about Batwoman right now. They're like, is Batwoman also facing the Superman problem?
Mm-hmm. And it's not, I want to.
Batwoman's fine, but where the fuck is Batman?
I want to let it be known that these women-led shows are awesome in their own right, but they do live in the shadow of these ultra popular characters.
Yeah, that's like if we had like a Wonder Woman TV show, she'd probably fucking kill it because it's fucking Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but when it's these you know, the spin-off female version of these other superheroes, you know, where because, like, I even think that Batgirl would do better than Batwoman.
Yeah, me too. Because
no one knows Batwoman.
Right. And that's why I was like, why didn't they just go with Batgirl? Like, she has a very colorful outfit. It's very, like, it's very CW.
Yeah, she's, like, teeny boppy.
Yeah.
Especially in the new stuff.
That been awesome, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's a fun character. I love Barbara Gordon, Babs. Batgirl is one of my absolute favorites. And again, Batwoman, she fits the Arrowverse like motif, the dark and brooding, right? Like,
right. It would have been awesome contrast though to go with Batgirl, who has this spunky, fresh attitude, like ha ha ha, and then all of a sudden introduce Batman, who is dark and brooding, and then you're just like, it would play off each other so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe they're like, well, because when they brought on Batwoman, they knew that Arrow was going to end and they're going to lose their dark brooding TV show. So, because Supergirl is not that, Flash is not that, Legends is definitely not that. Mm-hmm. You know, and Black Lightning, while he will appear in the crossover, is in his own universe for the most part. He's, I don't know what the fuck they're, I guess they're going to somehow explain him. But, you know, he was not a part of the Arrowverse, right? They made that really clear, but he is going to be, I guess, now with the crisis event. But he's kind of in the middle. He has his lighthearted moments and he has his dark moments. But I mean, it's not like Arrow. So I think that's why they went with Batwoman, was because they're like, we have too many of these like lighthearted shows. Mm-hmm. And that's what Superman's going to be too. It has to be, because Superman is such an optimistic character.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand why they went with Batwoman in that regard. But at the same time, they have to show us Batman soon. Mm-hmm. Otherwise something's going to it'll suffer the same fate as Supergirl, which is to say like back burner. They put it on Sunday nights because no one fucking watches TV on Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, even Titans was like, well, we didn't have Bruce in the first fucking season. Guess we have to have him in the second one. Here he is. Here's Bruce Wayne. Here he is. Batman. He's not Batman. I mean, he is Batman, but we've not seen him necessarily as Batman as much as we are as Bruce Wayne, but mm-hmm. right. They were like, well, gotta fix this. So this show will do fine. People love him as Superman. And I think what this is going to be is I think Supergirl may be on the way out. I don't think it's performed as well as they were hoping. But people like the Superman.
Mm-hmm. I think they make it stick around at least five
maybe
seasons.
Another season or so, but you think 5 seasons total?
I think 5 seasons probably. And then she'll pop in to Superman. She'll pop into the show. She'll pop into the other shows and be like a guest.
Yeah, you put her on Legends.
Like a returning.
You move her to
Legends. Yeah, that'd be an awesome get.
Legends, I think, unless it somehow gets canned at the end of the season, because it's been one of their best fucking shows. What they need to do now, because they got rid of Superman this year. Do what?
They get rid of Superman this year, aka the Atom.
Brandon Ralph, like, he's gone, right?
His wife is gone.
His wife is gone. So the first season we did time travel. The second season, was it last season? The second season? No,
third season.
No, third season. I forget what we did the second season. Third season was magic and stuff, which was fucking awesome. It was mm-hmm. hilarious and silly and over the top. Fourth season is them popping between worlds, like post crisis. We're going to make sure everything's fine on all these other universes. Because then it's just like, boom, here's Black Lightning. Boom, here's Supergirl. Mm-hmm. Boom, here's this person. Here's people we haven't seen yet. Like, other heroes on other worlds. Here's Jay Garrick again. Like, here's all this. That's how they fix that. Not that they need to fix the show, but that's what they need to be doing after Crisis.
And they set up, see, what's weird, though, is they set up the new Arrow, which is the daughter of Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so they set her up this year in Arrow, and mm-hmm.
Introduced her last season.
Yeah, but it's a huge focus this season. I don't know if you've watched any episodes, but
I haven't.
So they're doing an all girl team.
Yeah, Arrow and the Black Canaries?
Yeah, something like that.
Green Arrow and the Black Canaries, Green Arrow and the Canaries is what it says here.
Yeah.
But so far, I like the casting choices. Good stuff. All right, let's get away from the CW.
It's like we could do a whole podcast on it.
Yeah, it's almost like we've done it before.
Yeah, for like 2 years.
Verizon customers are going to get Disney Plus for free for 1 year. So if you're a Verizon customer,
does this stack? if I've paid $140 already, will this stack?
Probably not. So you have to be a LTE 4G or 5G wireless unlimited customer, and then you qualify for a year.
Legit, that's pretty cool.
Kev, are you on Verizon?
No, I'm on AT&T. Unfortunately,
man, I'm getting real sick of my AT&T service lately.
Yeah,
my coverage really sucks. I drop internet all the time. I don't know what's going on over there. But I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I'm going to call them up.
It's like a big hub for them, so we've got some pretty good coverage, thankfully.
Well, you would think that DFW...
T-Mobile.
Huh?
I was saying, we first moved out here, I had T-Mobile, and that was garbage.
You would think that AT&T and DFW would be a huge market.
Yeah.
Yeah, considering that, like, we have AT&T Globe Life Stadium or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
No, whenever.
We're going to talk about a couple stories that are, you know, you already know them. We're not breaking any news here, but we could give our thoughts. Fallout 76 has released a season pass for $99 to give you features that it promised in the original packaging. So you can have your own private world. They give you unlimited space. Here's the fun part. When they first released the game, they had a storage unit, and they went, oh yeah, we can't give you unlimited space because you know, the game's coding doesn't allow it. But yet they made a new box that they're charging you for that has unlimited space.
You fiend.
And when they released this, it was all broken to begin with. So the internet has gone after Bethesda, like, hardcore. Hardcore. You could just search it. You'll find it. It's been all over the news. It's taken a little bit of probably a little bit of spotlight off of Blizzard, but although Blizzard this week has BlizzCon, and there are so many protests that are supposed to be scheduled to happen, and a lot of fun that's supposed to happen there. They almost got me, though, because they're leaking information, and I know they're doing it in order
trying to soften the blow.
Yeah, soften the blow and, like, get people excited. Diablo 4 is going to be announced, and Overwatch 2 is being announced. And when they said Overwatch 2, I went, God damn it. I threw down a pen, and I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be playing these games. Stop it.
I went, okay.
I know you're not a big fan.
Well, I mean,
I was more hyped for Diablo 4.
Yeah, Diablo 4, though, it's like, did that come to Switch?
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
We're going to be on the Switch, too? Because I may have to rethink this whole China thing. But with Overwatch, I was like,
Yeah, I know. I know you're not a big Overwatch fan. But
I liked Overwatch. I don't know. It's just, it's one of those games where it's like they've been supporting it so heavily, consistently over the last 3 years, that it feels like do we need this?
Well,
it's kind of like when they're like, ooh, Minecraft 2 is coming soon, and it's like, do we need this?
So that's been the concern, and I think that'll be backlash as well, is that people have already been talking on the internet about this, and they were like, all right, listen, if this comes out and it sounds like it's just a small upgrade, it's almost like Fortnite Chapter 2, where they upgrade a little bit of stuff here and there, they improve a lot of things, they add a new map, they do all this, but they didn't charge for it. But if Blizzard comes out and goes, all right, it's a $10 upgrade if you already own the game, I think that would be acceptable, right? But
yeah, I can see that, sure.
But if they go out and it's only like, oh well, with six new maps and one new character and some new things that we couldn't add to the original code, blah blah blah, $60. There will be a riot in the streets.
Yeah. Unless it's like a drastically changed game.
Yeah, it would have to be a complete overhaul and like so much added to the game in order for it to be worth $60.
They would have to mobile. What? You don't have cell phones?
Yeah, oh my God, Kev, don't joke. I mean, especially since like...
Don't joke, because it might happen.
Especially since like, I mean, like Overwatch just came to Switch. Like, why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I
think it's still a year or two out, but they needed to announce it to help soften the blow from China.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting, so Battlefront 2 has had because they're still supporting that game, and they've done a lot of quality of life improvements over the last like year and a half, 2 years,
awesome,
to really make the game an actual like enjoyable experience and fun and tons of new skins. You know, they did the whole Old Republic Clone Wars setting, which people have been begging for, and so now it's really funny because I'm on the Reddit for it, so like most anytime I like open Reddit on my phone, it's like all Star Wars stuff, which I haven't played the game in like 4 months and it's still just like all Star Wars stuff. But a lot of people are like, why are these maps not available from 2015's Battlefront 1, 2015. Mm-hmm. They're like, the developer's response was like, oh, you know, it's totally different. The game's coding's different, la, la, la. Problem is that this game's been out for so long. There's people who have gotten into the coding, and like, there's mods that you can download. You can do a bunch of skin stuff, you know, change the character's appearance and stuff. And they're like, nah, we've gotten into it. It's not different. You guys did not. You changed some stuff, but your biggest task would just be retexturing, doing these ultra HD textures and stuff mm-hmm. that you have on like the new game. But they're like, it ain't that different. So I don't know what this bullshit is. It's been really interesting just to be like, why is this not available? Why is this not available? Why are these characters not available? Like, why the game is not that different. So what are you waiting on?
Battlefront 3.
Yeah, and that's probably what it is. Oh, but again, the amount of support that they have for... They just did an event where you could unlock Farm Boy Luke's appearance. Nice. Yeah, like classic, you know, the white like tunic and stuff, right?
And they announced the Rise of the Skywalker content as well.
That's so awesome. Good on them.
Yeah, it's been a fun game, but again, it's just been interesting. And so that's what I feel like with, you know, instead of them announcing Battlefront 3 or Overwatch 2, it's just like, I mean, you're already supporting this. Why the fuck would you? Mm-hmm. Why? Because unless it is a drastic change in the base, like, of the game, like, again, coding's different, like base level stuff where shit won't. We can't do that. We cannot do this in this game that we want to do. That's the only way it's acceptable. But there's no way. There's no way. Again, they would not be pouring in the amount of support that they keep doing if they were going to roll out a new game like this.
What?
I would like to interject in this. I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, Blizzard wouldn't do this. And then I thought, it's Activision. Activision released Destiny 2 like 3 years after Destiny came out. And it was the same fucking deal. They could have added those updates because it was like they finally were going somewhere with Destiny 1, and then they released Destiny 2, and it was back to the fucking square one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that won't happen with Overwatch. And I'm thinking, it's, oh, wait, no, Activision has their hand in this. So, it's going to be a fucking bullshit $60 update that's going to be half backwards at the beginning.
Yeah, the problem,
it probably will be. I just don't think it needs to be.
No, it doesn't. And I think that they said that they – you know, the reports came out saying that there's going to be more PvE stuff and a actual like campaign or some shit like that, co-op, and which is fine, which is fun. Here's my other thing, is that they have to guarantee that you get your skins carried over as well, because people spent real money on that.
Well, you're also supposing that they're going to carry those characters over. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why I'm going back to the thing with Battlefront. It's just like, people are like, why are these characters are not available? Like, you have these fucking characters, especially from like Force Awakens and things like that, and even just easy stuff like skins. Like, how is this not fucking available in this fucking game? Mm-hmm. Like, and I can see Blizzard doing that, where it's like, oh, it's a whole new game. There's a, you know, there's a 6-hour campaign that you can play, and also obviously the multiplayer stuff. No, none of your stuff carries over. Yeah. You have to unlock all that shit again.
Also,
I can see them doing it. I just, again, this is a DLC pack, is what it should be, sort mm-hmm. of thing.
Oh, it should, yeah.
Or a season thing where it's like, well, hey, new texture pack. Hey, up, you know, updated graphics for the game. We've seen other games do that, like Borderlands. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens this weekend when they come out and announce everything. But it'll be interesting to see. I almost. I almost want to give in and be like, I'm buying that live stream pack just to see what happens on TV.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be bootleg streams of it up.
But, okay, so EA is making the rounds because they keep hinting that their games are going to return to the Switch platform. This week, EA put out
cut up. You said Switch platform.
Steam platform, sorry.
Okay, I was like, they got me hyped for a second. I was like, wait, EA and Nintendo working together?
Nah. EA did a little GIF that had an EA mug with coffee in it and Steam coming off of it. And it was cryptic on their Twitter. So who knows what they're cooking up, but it'd be fun to see them back over there. But I don't really care, because the fact that for $15 I have access to all their games on their Origin platform if I wanted. Mm-hmm. So why would I buy the games on Steam if they release them over there?
Because some people don't know about that shit or too dumb.
And some people just don't want Origin. Remember, we've talked about it multiple times that people don't want multiple launchers.
They dumb. People are going to spend $60 per game and they're going to have it for $15. They dumb.
Fooling his money, man.
Yep, fooling his money. All right, so listen, last year Microsoft came out with a program that was wildly successful, and they're bringing it back this year with Xbox All Access financing. And guess what? It's going to allow you to upgrade to Project Scarlet, which is going to be fun. So what it is it's when did they start it last year? I think it was around this time, right? I think
I don't remember.
So for $19.99, for $19.99 a month, you can essentially finance an Xbox One S, all digital edition. You can get the Xbox One S for $22.99 a month for 2 years, or you can sign up for the Xbox One X for $30.99 per month for 24 months. And so when you pick it up, each comes with a 24-month membership to Xbox Ultimate Game Pass service, which is really dope. So that's pretty cool. And it bundles together your Xbox Live Gold and your Game Pass. So that's pretty awesome. And then when they launch Project Scarlet next holiday season, you'll be able to upgrade to that console, provided that you've made at least 18 good payments on your existing purchase. And there's a $20 upgrade fee, and you can just upgrade to the new console.
Yeah, $20 if you're upgrading from the all digital edition. Mm-hmm. So it's just that way they can make a little bit more back on that.
Yeah. So
that's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have the scratch right off the top, you can finance your gaming console.
$30.99 for 24 months is like $734.
Oh, that's some Rent-A-Center prices right there, man. Yeah. But you're also getting the Xbox Ultimate with it too. And if you factor that in of 2 years of that,
how much
technically
is that?
Technically, that's $200 because isn't it $99 a year for that?
All right. So right now the Xbox One X is what, $500?
I have no idea. Sure. So let's say yes, $499.
Okay, $499 plus the $200 for the 2 years of Ultimate. And you're looking at $700 right there, and then so they're making $50 off you in finance fees. Someone do the math. Oh, Xbox One X is $400. So they're making $150 off of this in financing. So
yeah, 24 or
off of interest.
Yeah.
So they're making. They're making $734 off of you. It's like, that's not. I'm like, hold on.
I know. Let's see. It probably takes them $150-$200 just to produce the console. So
yeah,
they're making good bank at this point.
Yep.
Ubisoft. Our last story of the night is that Ubisoft is delaying almost every game in its repertoire that they were going to release. That includes Skull and Bones, and then also Watch Dogs Legion, yeah. Yeah. Gods and Monsters, Rainbow Six Quarantine, pretty much every big title out of them, in the wake of disappointing sales from Ghost Recon Breakpoint and The Division 2.
Once again, games that weren't needed.
Which is games that were building on what they already had, and people could, I mean, they could have just built out a new city in The Division, released it as a DLC for $25. People would have bought it, and they could have grown this game and as a live service. And I think people are really catching on to it. If you have a live service game, if you have a multiplayer only game, co-op only game, you do not need to release a sequel to it after 2 years. Maybe after 5 to 10, maybe like that. But after 2 years, people are like, guys, you were supporting this for so long. And now, just like how Kevin said, so I think it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, that's why WWE 2K20 is tanking so bad, because they had to switch over an engine and make a game within a year. and basically create a new engine for it, and the game is a broken mess.
Yeah, 1 year is not enough time to remake a game.
No, it's not. And it's like, and the only way Call of Duty does it is because they have like five developers working on one game every year. Like, so they split them off into separate parts.
Actually, they have 2 years of development because they have three studios working on a game. And so they each have 2 years to build out their new game.
Yeah, but they all help each other with little aspects of it. Like say Raven Software would do some of the campaign or the multiplayer, and then Sledgehammer would just be on the multiplayer. Infinity Ward will work on story-based campaign things. Like, they have them like kind of all dipping into it. But the thing is, it takes four studios or something like that to make sure that this yearly cycle is good. But like, there's not like that for Madden. Madden doesn't need to be yearly. We've said that for many years. Most sports titles don't need to be yearly unless there's a major overhaul, which once again rarely happens. NBA 2K is learning that now because there hasn't been a good NBA since like what, 17?
Doesn't matter, 18? Man. Doesn't matter to them. They have NBA 2K20 is the best selling game in their franchise history.
That's so fucking dumb. Yep. And I bet it's nothing new.
And there's nothing new to it. It's all microtransactions, and they don't give a fuck.
Is that the one that when it first released on Steam, it still said NBA 2K19 on the on the little bra? Yep.
And
fucking kick in the dick.
And you can look up into the stadium, and it still has the NBA 2K19 sliding logo. So, and same thing with Madden. Ridiculous. In the Madden game, the in-game advertisement still said 2019. Which is crazy.
Have one job person in texture department.
Yeah. Damn, dude. That's the NC, and that's why, and people are starting to get privy to that. They're starting to wise up to it. And like I said, this is the first year I didn't buy a WWE game since like the original PlayStation, since SmackDown 2 on PlayStation 1. This is the first year I didn't buy it day one, and I'm grateful. I dodged a fucking bullet, as I showed you guys. You guys saw all the glitches for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think, I'm wondering if games like PUBG and Fortnite and, you know, even to a certain degree, like Minecraft, these games that have had constant, development on those games being done with these releases and updates and stuff over time, instead of just jumping to the seasons instead of jumping to, well, there's the new one, here's, you know, Fortnite 2 or whatever, which will probably come eventually, but at the same time, since they're doing so much to support these games, if that's why we're starting to see consumers wise up to it, where it's like, you know, why am I buying yet another X when I'm on season 16 or whatever of Fortnite.
I will correct you just a second. They did release the Fortnite 2. It is just called Fortnite Chapter 2, but it is the essential sequel of it. Like, they did a complete overhaul of the graphics engine. They completely changed the XP system and a lot of things that they couldn't do in the original.
Challenge.
Yeah, all the challenges and everything. And so But
you said it was free though, right?
But it's free. Yeah, they just released it.
Well,
for free.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is that like it didn't even to me that is not a new game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can title it something builds, different, but you know what I mean?
But I think that's why they called it Chapter 2, is because it still builds on fundamentally it's the same, but they just threw on a new coat of paint.
Yeah. What I'm saying is like Fortnite was free to begin with, was it not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Fortnite was paid at first,
but
for
then
the
they released
base
the
game.
Yeah, and then they released the actual arena match,
Battle Royale,
and then
and that is the free one. But you still have to pay for the single player game, which is just the PVE, where it's just Fortnite building. Remember, like when it first came out, that game.
Yeah, that's what I played. Yeah. I was gonna say, but I just think that like that. Those games have set up people to realize like you can, I don't need to buy the new this because like, what have you actually changed? Mm-hmm. Why do you deserve my $60 when instead there's other game developers that are releasing new content for the games for free and building upon it? And these games are lasting years.
Yeah. And I think that's a big
Minecraft
shift.
Has not changed much. I mean, they've made changes.
Ray tracing, though.
Minecraft ray tracing.
No, it does. God. And it looks amazing. It
looks awesome. Really? It's sick. Wow. Yeah, and that used to be a mod. And that's the thing, is that they, you know, like the mod community for that game was huge, and that's probably the reason why it kept, you know, alive for so long, is all the different things you could do with it. But at the same time, like, a simple game, and people were having fun in it, and they didn't have to do much, and they didn't have to make a new game and then charge you, in their case, $30 for a new game, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if that sort of mentality from these currently super popular games are pushing the consumers to really think about, why am I buying yet another whatever?
Yeah, right? I agree wholeheartedly. All right, that's the show. We'd like to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts on all these topics. You could do that on our Twitter account, on our Facebook account. You could do that in Discord, where you can get live reactions from people and start a conversation. So do that. Head over to the website and check us out. Until next week, I am Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, my God. I just sent a trailer. And we need to watch it and react.
Yeah, but
to
you
it.
Didn't say the closing thing, so I haven't hit the theme song.
Oh shit!
Love.
I totally forgot. I was so like, this Mandalorian trailer just dropped, and my mind went, oh.
Yeah.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.